I'm Rona Tarrant. Residents of Austin, Texas have been warned to be cautious around unexpected packages after a fourth explosion injured two men on Sunday. Their injuries were described as serious but not life-threatening. Three earlier package bombs killed two people and injured two others, though it was not initially clear if Sunday's incident was linked. The latest blast came hours after officials announced a new $100,000 reward for information. The motive of the attacks is still under investigation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has won a landslide election victory to extend his rule as leader by another 6 years. Putin's victory will extend his total time in office to nearly a quarter of a century until 2024. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny was barred from running in the presidential race. Putin has promised to use his new term to strengthen Russia's defences against the West and to raise living standards. The Archdiocese of Ghana has welcomed the verdict issued by the Holy See on Guam's suspended Archbishop Anthony Aparan. On Friday, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith announced that Aparan, who was accused of sexual abuse, was guilty of some of the accusations against him and removed him from office. It was not immediately clear which crimes he was guilty of. In a statement, Archbishop Michael Burns said it was a marker in the Church's journey of healing. Bishops in Colombia are calling on the international community to increase efforts to help Venezuelan migrants. The call for action comes as violence, food shortages and hyperinflation force thousands of Venezuelans to flee towards Colombia and other South American countries at the rate of at least 50,000 people per month. Colombia's bishops say this has placed a heavy toll on hospitals, schools and municipal governments and called for donations and aid. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.